Assad. Military spokesman for Yemen's Houthi movement said in a tweet on Saturday it had targeted the Jisan and Abda airports, as well as a military base in Saudi Arabia, with drones. The hit was accurate, the spokesman said on Twitter. Earlier on Saturday and Friday, the Saudi coalition had said it had intercepted and destroyed three explosive-laden drones from Houthis aimed towards Saudi Arabia, without specifying the location. President Alpha Conde of Guinea won the October 18th election with 59.5% of the vote, according to a full preliminary tally from the Election Commission on Saturday. The victory requires confirmation by the Constitutional Court. It gives a third term in office to the 82-year-old Conde after a bitterly fought election in which the opposition said he had no right to participate. Conde says a constitutional referendum in March reset his two-year limit, but opponents say he's breaking the law by holding onto power. Results were announced in batches in recent days and already showed Conde in the lead, which sparked street protests and opposition strongholds in which at least 17 people died. And in the Ivory Coast, President Alassane Ouattara is also running for a third term in elections this month, after using a change in the constitution as a reset, sparking violent clashes in recent days in the streets of that country as well. U.S. President Donald Trump voted in his adopted home state of Florida before hitting the campaign trail for rallies in three swing states Saturday, joining more than 54 million Americans who have cast early ballots ahead of the November 3rd presidential election. Trump voted at a library in West Palm Beach near his Mar-a-Lago estate, after switching his permanent residence and voter registration last year from New York to Florida. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry on